Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Bertrand joins us now. Hey, Steve, one of the big stories that I was following over the weekend is this mother who says that a judge blocked her being able to see her 11-year-old son. You're going to talk to her this afternoon, Steve.
Yeah, Rebecca Furlitt is her name, and they were in court last week, and even the it was a peripheral matter, a compensation hearing, and the judge said that unless she's vaccinated, she's not allowed to see her son.
So was the so now, her ex-husband wasn't even asking for it, or
no, not at all. Oh. In fact, the ex-husband's attorney said he was surprised by it. Now this morning we've learned that the judge has vacated that ruling, so Rebecca will be able to resume her parenting with her son. So the judge has backed off of it.
Yeah, that's still interesting though, because I just can't imagine. You know, I go both ways, right? Because I'm like, pro-vaccine as it gets, okay with following the mask mandates and all that stuff. But there is something, this just seems like a one step. And I don't think I haven't heard of any other cases of anything like this happening.
Yeah, no, I think this was the first, at least I've not heard of any other. And I heard one expert say that they were going to appeal it, and it looked like it probably wouldn't stand on appeal, or this particular expert didn't think it would, but certainly unusual, and I'm just wondering how many other, and we'll talk about this, how many other couples are going through issues like this when it comes to, you know, joint custody of their kids.
Yeah. Boy, that's a great point, because I think that even if it's not a judge ruling that, a lot of folks that are divorced have to deal with that in general of, who's going to see the kids when and how that works. But that could be an issue, right? Like, I could see a vaccinated parent just feeling like, man, I know my ex is not flaunting the rules, perhaps. I'm not saying she was at all, don't get me wrong. But and I could see that being a thing where it's like, I don't want my kid to be exposed to that.
Right. Or it could be that, one parent wants their child vaccinated and the other doesn't. And, do you come to agreement, or do you sneak him into the clinic, or how do you handle that?
Yeah. Boy, that's true. And the kid is 11, so he or she is coming up on that age where, and didn't the judge say something about vaccinating the kid too, I read?
I didn't see that part, John, but okay. It may well be, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I had read somewhere that the judge also said, and when that kid is 12, you will get that kid vaccinated. But I don't want to speak out of turn. I thought I had read that somewhere. I'll look for that. But that is an interesting discussion.
The other part of it, John, I just want to bring up is, I'll ask Rebecca this afternoon, but she said that her doctor had advised her not to get the vaccine because she's had bad reactions in the past.
Right.
So that adds another layer to the judge's order.
Yeah, for sure. So you're talking to her this afternoon. What time can we hear that on Chicago's Afternoon News?
I believe it's going to be in the 5 o'clock hour, but we're still putting everything together.
Yeah, okay. And I also saw a GoFundMe, too. People were trying to help her out because, at least at the time, it looked like she'd have to go through the appeals process. I wonder now that isn't the case, if she's still going to, if there's still going to be this GoFundMe campaign. So be sure to ask her that, too. I don't mean to outline your entire interview, Steve, with all the questions
any
I want you to ask her.
John? Yeah. Anything else I can
I trust you. I mean, you've been doing this quite a long time, Steve. I think you're going to handle this just fine. Hey, what do you
think? By the way, I was booing Don Kleppen's newscast, just so you know.
I knew it.
I was just going to ask you, Steve. You're an adult mostly, and what do you think about booing fans at players on games?
I think I agree with Don in that if someone's dogging at the first base or something like that, then but if someone makes a mistake or you give up a home run or something, I mean, it's not like they're not trying.
Right.
So I'm not a big booer that way, but if someone's dogging it like that, then I think that's okay.
Yeah. And now your actions in the produce aisle, Steve, because I got to ask everyone this. Do you break up bananas and pick whichever ones you want?
I usually will break up. I won't take a full bunch. I'll just take a few, and then I'll bring them home and put them in our fruit bowl until the flies come, and then I'll throw them away.